T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
And welcome aboard, everybody. John Hancock here. Michael Kelly is on assignment this week. He's one of his rare excursions out of town, but no worries. Joined in studio by a young man who works for Show Me Victories, a Michael Kelly company in town. Braxton Payne is with us. How are you, Brax?
Good evening. How are you, John?
I am delightful. Good to be with you. And we've got a first-time guest host on the air this this evening. It's John Hancock. Son, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on. Great to be here with Braxton as well.
You know, a little nepotism goes a long way right here, and we're glad to have it. We're waiting to hear from Maria Kina. She's on the scene of that accident on I-64 westbound, where apparently a couple of police officers were struck. She's in the process of interviewing the chief of police right now, getting an update. When she's available, she's going to chime in, and we'll get a full update on that. I got caught in that tonight coming in from Chesterfield. I didn't have any idea what was happening, you know, and I got stuck at Kings Highway. I wasn't moving. And Braxton, you told me that you saw the accident reported on Twitter.
Yeah. So it was on Twitter as soon as you called me, and it was about 4 minutes. I just hopped on Twitter and saw, you know, KMOV was reporting it as well as here at KMOX, but it looks like they shut the whole highway down and, you know, diverted off the highway completely. So, and it looks like they went to Barnes Jewish Hospital.
And we're being joined now by KMOX news reporter Maria Kina. She's live on the scene at that accident. Maria, what do you know?
John, the two officers are two male officers. They were working an accident westbound 40 right about Boyle. They were working another accident when, according to Chief John Hayden, a car came barreling through and struck the two officers. Now, the good news is Chief Hayden has spoken with those officers. He said they were alert. They were able to speak with him. They're going through a battery of tests now, including x-rays. He did say they were in a lot of pain at this point, but they are talking and certainly conscious at this point. As far as the driver of that car that barreled through, Chief wasn't real clear on all the facts as yet. It sounds like that person was in custody, or at least talking with police, had remained at the scene. And the accident that they were working, there were also some people from that accident that Chief Hayden believes was injured as well. John?
Yeah, so, and we don't know if the driver was, whether it was human error or whether it was intentional. None of that's known at this point, right?
No, it isn't. But, you know, the chief mentioned the fact that, you know, the officers are out there, lights are on, they're working an accident. And he said that the person was obviously driving way too fast in that zone to be coming through there like that when you see that there's emergency vehicles working another incident. And fortunately, the officers were physically struck, though, apparently with the vehicle. He didn't know what type of vehicle it was. But they're undergoing tests now at this point, especially x-rays. And he did say they're in a lot of pain.
Do we know the ages of the officers involved?
We know one has been on the department 6 years. The other one is a probationary officer. They were riding together, it sounds like, in one police car and working this accident. So he didn't have any information as far as like family or anything at this point. It's a little bit too early in the investigation, but the highway remains shut down and probably will be for some time as the crews work that accident. Obviously, you have a crime scene there.
obviously, and so the investigation is going to continue there. Is it your understanding that both sides of I-64 are going to be shut down for some indeterminate period then?
I believe so. I was actually on my way home and was caught in it right after it happened. It happened about 6:30, and they were diverting traffic out westbound 40 at Grand and Forest Park, and you could tell by the response that this was far beyond an accident, that this involved probably officers being injured, and that's the case. But fortunately, according to Chief John Hayden, they are conscious, they are able to talk, just in a lot of pain tonight.
Well, when there's news happening in this town, you know KMOX is going to be on the scene. Our own Maria Kina, thanks so much for that reporting, Maria, and travel safe.
You too, John. Thank you.
Well, fellas, I think I may have to find an alternative route home this evening.
Yeah, I'll have to help you out with that.
I'm not very good at directions. Ever since I was in the Boy Scouts, you know, I got the orienteering merit badge. You ever get that one, PJ? And the you know, so you know, the orienteering merit badge, Braxton. You gotta read the compass, and they tell you, you know, go 230 degrees and take, you know, 15 paces or whatever. And I got my little map, my little compass out there.
So one of the things that my dad used to do growing up, he was a delivery truck driver in the city of St. Louis for many years before I was born. So on Sundays, we would call it Sunday drives. I was probably started when I was probably too young to remember, continuing probably till the time I was about 11 or 12. And he would go drive in the city of St. Louis, and he would make me, you know, say, here's the street name of this. You take left, you go here to this way. So I learned, and I grew up in St. Charles County, so I ended up knowing city street names and how to get around in the city at a very young age because it wasn't landmarks. He always said, don't remember landmarks because those landmarks could always be gone. So I would go around, and he would drive me, and we would go, you know, here's Kings Highway, here's Chippewa, here's right here. You go this way to get to this highway type thing.
Well, good for you. it wouldn't have worked for me because there I was with my little compass and my little map, and I'm going 140 degrees, taking 20 paces, and I walked into a tree and broke my nose. But I got the merit badge, so there you go. Son, I remember your illustrious scouting career.
No, of course, yeah. And John Hancock Sr., for those who don't know, is shockingly an Eagle Scout. and I remember when I had a Cub Scout camping trip way back in the day. You know, we were out in tents. All the dads were trying to get their coffee in the tins over the fire. And I see my dad walking over with a McDonald's coffee cup. He decided to do it the easy way there, swung by McDonald's, probably got him a McGriddle. I remember I wasn't offered anything, but, you know.
Well, and let the record show that I got coffee for all the adults.
Yeah.
It wasn't, you know, a selfish act. I was just trying to help out my fellow man.
Scavenging or whatever. Did you get that badge, too? Because, you know, you were able to go to McDonald's, find your way there,
well, I realized,
bring it back.
You know, the Beaumont Scout Ranch right there, Scout Reservation right off of 44 at Beaumont Antire Road is just but one exit. From you got a Starbucks, you got a McDonald's, and you know, life is right there. You hop in the car, boom, you're there, boom, you're back 10 minutes, and it's coffee.
I was fortunate to never go through the Boy Scouts. I my idea of camping is a nice hotel with a nice shower. I mean, glamping is definitely, I could never. I mean, I slept outside once at one of my friend's college graduations. And I did it to prove a point, and the roosters woke me up, and I almost snapped that
rooster's
head.
Fanciest hotel you've ever stayed in?
The fanciest hotel I've ever stayed was in Greece, actually, on my honeymoon. We stayed at the Hotel Burgund, which is where the royals stay, and, you know, it has a chandelier in our hotel room.
Nice.
Thanks to our friend Vanessa, actually, the woman that married us, you know, our friend Vanessa, yeah. Greek church. She actually, that was our wedding gift, so she got us two nights there.
Wow.
It was right next to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers. We had a nice balcony. It was amazing. Actually, the president of France was staying there the same time for a summit.
Was Macron the president? When
yes. And so just this last September.
Okay, yeah, because you guys were going to get married during COVID, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve, and then we ended up getting married this May, so it's been however many months since May 15th.
Oh, you're still a newlywed.
Oh, yeah.
All right, and you, son, are moving to Chicago.
That I am. Excited for the Windy City. Not too excited that I'll be going from the great Governor Mike Parson to J.B. Pritzker, but yeah, that's neither here nor there. But looking forward to the opportunity and going to miss St. Louis. Looking forward to giving the Cubs fans and White Sox fans, you know, making sure that they know the Cardinals are still here.
Yeah, you know, be careful. John in high school, he'd go to all the hockey games, the Westminster Wildcat hockey games, and he'd get all the crowd riled up and fired up and probably almost gotten a couple of fights, didn't you?
I remember I was flipped off by an MICDS player, and that was one of my crowning athletic achievement in high school.
Well, and I used to go to hockey games too. I went to Zumwalt South, and one of the things that we would do, because it wasn't sanctioned by the school, so there was no administrators there, and we would play like at 9:30 at St. Peter's Recplex on like a Tuesday night. So it was a free for all, you know, and you could bring in the Quick Trip cups with whatever you wanted in them, and you know, we got Recplex banned our fans for a year because we got in a fight with Zumwalt West kids, and they were throwing rocks at each other, and you know, it was almost was like being in the olden days, you know, like, you know, where you could actually just, you know, have good old-fashioned fist fights and hatred for each other for no real reason.
Well, I'm thankful that my son never entered a hockey game with a Quick Trip cup. I'm pretty sure
been a Phillips 66.
We're gonna step aside, but we all may have lived through what might have been one of the most fascinating weekends of professional football ever. And we're going to break it down when we come back. It's Hancock and Kelly Late Night on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Indeed, we are live and local. John Hancock in for Michael Kelly, who's out, but in for Michael Kelly as well as Braxton Payne and John Hancock Jr. We heard from Maria Kina from the KMOX on the scene of that accident on I-64. We're going to keep an eye on that. Sean Michael Lyle will have the news at the top of the hour with an update as well. Breaking news always covered here on the Voice of St. Louis. Well, that football weekend, gentlemen, three games decided by a field goal, a last-second field goal, and one game decided by an overtime touchdown in what was one of the more incredible back-and-forth games, talking about the Buffalo Bills-Kansas City Chiefs game. Was that the best game you've seen in a long time, Brax?
Best NFL game I've seen in a long time, yeah. And I don't, you know, I watch the NFL. I'm a passive watcher. When the Rams were here, I followed the Rams pretty closely, kind of stopped. But, you know, obviously their product's great. So, you know, the playoffs are always something to watch. And, you know, it's with the evolution of sports gambling, too, that's legal in many states. I know a lot of my friends do it. You know, a lot of my friends will drive across the river, place their bets because it's legal there, and then go watch the games over here. So it makes the games even more exciting. You know, each quarter is exciting because you can bet on, you know, everything and anything.
You bet on anything.
Yeah, so, but it was definitely the best game I've ever seen. And, I mean, even my wife, we were watching it on the couch, and she got involved in the last, you know, well, I guess you really only need to be involved in the last 2 minutes of the Kansas City Chiefs game.
It was incredible. I mean, the back and forth and the quarterback play, I think I read, where the two quarterbacks, Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, both had quarterback ratings of over 126, which is the best by far of any playoff game in NFL history. Son, what were your impressions of that incredible ball game?
Yeah, and Allen and Mahomes, both of them combined over 800 yards, eight touchdowns between the two of them. In a lot of ways, this was the passing of the torch, it seems, for the NFL. Brady's out, Rodgers is out, Roethlisberger's out. And now we have these incredible young quarterbacks, Allen and Mahomes. I think this is going to be the next Brady Manning. You have Joe Burrow, who led a team with one of the worst offensive lines in the league to the conference championship. And this whole weekend was incredible, from Ryan Tannehill throwing the opening interception to Mahomes throwing the final touchdown. Just four incredible games, and I don't think we'll be lucky enough to get a weekend of football like this ever again.
Yeah.
Who goes to the Super Bowl?
I think Joe Burrow is going to do it.
Wow.
He's a winner.
I would agree.
In his past two seasons where he's been healthy, he's gotten him to the AFC championship game and 15-0 at LSU. I think this guy's a winner.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Patrick Mahomes would be able to take this Bengals roster to the conference championship like Joe Burrow has. Joe Burrow does not have a top five offensive line. He doesn't have Travis Kelce. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill. I think Joe Burrow is going to be remembered as the greatest quarterback of this generation when it's all said and done. And it's his opportunity to show it.
I wouldn't go that far, but I do think I said when I was watching the game, I said, don't bet against Joe Burrow.
But how can you bet against the Chiefs? I mean, look what they did. And their defense is better, I think, than the Bengals defense. And the Bengals can't protect their quarterback.
It's just like it's the magic of Joe Burrow. You know, like it's something that you can't measure with statistics.
And they can't protect him, but he got hit nine times. The
quarterback's
never been sacked
nine times.
Still finds a way to win. He was unfazed in there. He's calm, cool, collected.
I mean, but also I was looking at, you know, so I only looked up the Chiefs. They're the kicker. You know, his contract was 5 years for $21 million.
Harrison Butker.
He's guaranteed $4 million a year as an NFL kicker. I mean, that's the gig I would like.
It's not a bad gig. A high-pressure gig.
Yeah.
But I mean, how do we feel about a lot of our fellow St. Louisans who have jumped on the Chiefs wagon over the past few years?
I mean, how many people I know that drove out there to that game yesterday? I mean, it had to have been 20, 30 people that I know went to the game
and
yesterday.
Look, we carry the Chiefs here on the Voice of St. Louis, so I'm happy for the Chiefs' success, but I'm not, I've just not gotten there.
Do you have a team? Do either of you have a team?
No, I really don't.
Mizzou, I think, should be the team of St. Louis.
Well, that's going to be real painful for you all for many years to come.
Well, the football team's coming along now. The football team might be coming along.
Coach Drank's going to turn this thing around. We're getting better recruits than we have in quite some time.
All right, so here's the question I want to throw on a table. You've got this prime sports property in professional football. It is a mega billion-dollar industry. And they've cultivated fans. It's really become America's sport, clearly. And yet they've got this overtime rule that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in any sport. In hockey, in the playoffs, they play a full period. It's a sudden death, but, I mean, everybody has the puck. And they'll play a full 20-minute period. If nobody scores, they'll do another one. And here in football, you go out and you get fortunate enough to call heads. The coin falls on its head. And you drive down the field and score a touchdown, and the game's over. The opposing team doesn't get to touch. I mean, how stupid is this rule? It's stupid.
And the Chiefs actually tried to get that changed a few years ago because they lost the exact same way to Brady in the conference championship game. No one else wanted to change it then. It seems like more people are wanting to change it now.
Yeah, I think Wheel said it on his show today. Is at least give each team an opportunity to have a possession, and then after that, it can be a free-for-all. I mean, he said it also. He said, if you win the coin toss, no team defers, so it's an obvious advantage. I mean, I couldn't agree with him more in that aspect. I think we should kind of move. The NFL should maybe do a hybrid of college. In the college playoffs, it's different than the college regular season. You have to go for two after the second possession. You know, there's a bunch of different caveats there.
Well, I just assume let them play football and have a 15-minute quarter. If nobody scores, have another one. And certainly each team needs to have one possession before you call the game. I mean, it's a no-brainer. And I get the advertising revenue in the regular season and the way they stack the games on top of each other,
I understand. That makes sense. Yeah, I agree.
If they want to give somebody a win after a 6-point score.
And you speak of, too, the NFL, they've really got it down to a science because each game is about 3 hours. I mean, college football, I mean, the national championship game that I was fortunate to be at was almost 4 hours and 20 minutes. I mean, that's a long game. I mean, so they got it down to a science, and when they stack games during the regular season. But during the playoffs, don't you want that extra ad revenue? Because, you know, Josh Allen probably would have gone down the field and scored another touchdown, which was going to give you 3 or 4 more commercial breaks, which you just made more money right there.
Well, you would have. And speaking of commercials, that's what we're going to talk about when we come back. It's Hancock and Kelly late night here on a Monday night in January, a cold Monday night in January, where the highway is shut down, I-64, if you're just now tuning in, shut down in both directions. Two officers struck by a vehicle while they were working an accident on westbound I-64 about 6:30 this evening. Both officers were alert and talking. Now, that's good news. They're both in a considerable amount of pain. They've been taken to local hospitals. And the investigation into that crash is continuing. So the highway, so far as we know, is still closed in both directions, east and westbound, I-64, right around Boyle Avenue exit. When we come back, we're going to deal with those little commercials and talk about a little vacation plans. Michael Kelly is enjoying a little vacation this evening. It's something that doesn't happen very often. And we'll tackle that after this on The Voice of St. Louis. KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Hancock and Kelly late night. It is 8:30 in downtown St. Alrighty. Louis. Braxton Payne alongside with Show Me Victories. Hey, Brax.
Hello.
John Hancock Jr. alongside with, who are you with now?
Currently unemployed. New job starts Monday, though.
All right. Well done. And the new job is in the great city of?
Chicago.
Wow. That'll be something. You're moving into the, I understand, the baddest part of town.
Yep. Me and Leroy.
Yeah. South side of Chicago. Well, that'll be something. So, Brax, you were watching the game, and you were taken aback by some of the commercial presentations.
So, so I don't normally watch, like, live television. I stream most of my things. So, most of my streaming ads are curtailed towards me, you know, because they have the demographics on what people my age watch. So, broadcast television is, you know, obviously the largest swath of viewership. And I was just really interested by it. So, there's pretty much two types of commercials, or three types of commercials. There's like the Nike, the sneakers, which we're always going to get. You know, Mahomes has a sponsorship. A
lot of insurance.
Yeah, and then a lot of insurance. But then there's the Royal Caribbean cruise line.
Yes.
Seems like every other commercial is cruises. Hmm. And I am, you know, I use TikTok, which is the social media app, John, that a lot of people my age use.
Thanks,
and, and you know, I will see these TikToks of these people that are influenced, that will get free cruises. They'll, you know, they'll do the Disney cruises and, you know, there's a bunch of different types of themed cruises now, but there's never anybody on these cruises. They're like a 25% capacity since COVID happened, and then even now they can be at 100%. You got to get tested. You got to, you know, have a vaccine to get on most of these cruises. I just don't know where they get the money for it. And also, I mean, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know a single person that says, oh, yeah, I'm a cruise person. I don't know anybody that is a cruise person.
I've never been on a cruise. Nobody in this studio, by all accounts, has ever been on a cruise. Go ahead and cue that up, PJ. But I must admit, boys, watching those commercials. Ah, yes. There he is, Bob Marley. A little reggae from down in Jamaica way. Come on. And he's telling us that you get on this cruise, you don't have to worry about a thing. Think about that. I mean, there you are, just floating down the ocean.
But do you, I mean...
Every little thing is going to be all right. And then the buffet. They tell me there's food everywhere as far as the eye can see. As much as you want. Just eat. You eat until you explode. And the bar is open.
It's like a Kevin Colino coming right now.
Drink. Until you explode. You're eating and you're drinking and you're not worrying about a thing. It sounds amazing. And then the live entertainment. I mean, you've got world famous comedians like, you know, world famous comedian guy. And you've got musical acts like Casey and the Sunshine Band.
The musical acts are all the rejects from Broadway that couldn't get a job on Broadway.
I think it sounds good. 436-7900 if you're an advocate of the cruise. 314-436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. Yeah. I'd love to hear from you. I've never been on a cruise, but I got to tell you, Bob Marley, he's really piqued my curiosity.
Well, and I've seen these social media posts and these horror stories of these people that get COVID on these cruise ships, and they have to quarantine in the rooms, and they have to wait for people to bring them water, and they're on like cold for 6.5 hours.
We're all going
to
get COVID.
Well, I'm not disagreeing about that. I'm just saying that's the policy. It just seems like a nightmare if you were to be on one of these cruises. I mean, would you do one?
I would never, I don't think. And I don't see how it's enjoyable before COVID and COVID, and especially during COVID.
Yeah. The thing is, like, so, you know, Debbie Monterey will tell you she's gone on these Viking cruises.
She does.
But those are different. I don't see those as like these Royal Caribbean Carnival Cruise Line cruises, because they like go to real spots in Europe and they, you know, do, they get off the boat and they do all these tourist things.
Is not a real spot?
Yeah, but also it's all, also these cruises that Debbie does, these Viking cruises, are only about, you know, 100 people.
Yeah,
so you get to know the river cruises.
Yeah.
And I would do one of those, especially like, I mean, Debbie's fun to hang out with. I don't know if you've ever got the chance to hang out with her socially. She's fun. So
yeah,
I would do that with her.
And you guys are too young to remember the Love Boat. But let me tell you, you had Julie, the perky cruise director there, and there she was planning all kinds of activities. You send the kids up to the pool and they can splash around, do whatever they want to do while you're down there eating at that buffet. Did I mention the buffet, Braxton?
Yeah, but I mean, is the buffet any good? It's like these all-inclusives in Mexico. Is it really that good of food, though?
Well, they tell me it's outstanding.
Oh, wow.
And they say you don't worry about a thing. And then you got prime rib. They're slicing it right in front of you there. They got the, you know, it's amazing.
I mean,
your folks go on cruises, Peter? Nobody. Huh.
I mean, the thing is, so it's not so much the food for me. It would be the all-inclusive drinks would be the big selling point.
See,
because,
there?
You know, we can... But also, like, see, with a lot of these packages, you can pay for the all-inclusive drinks. And I've seen these social media posts where they try to make sure they spend double of what they paid. And some of these drinks that if you don't get these packages are like, you know, you get a mojito or one of these frozen girly drinks that Michael Kelly loves are like $14, $15 a piece.
About seven of them right now.
Probably. Would you blame him?
No, I wouldn't. He's down in, he's... in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's apparently not that warm, so don't feel too bad.
Yeah, good. He deserves a little off time.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
So, yeah, the cruise, you know, and hearing Bob Marley, it takes me back to my honeymoon.
Oh, yes.
There we were on the beautiful sandy beaches of Jamaica. Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Does John Jr. need to cover his ears for this story?
Let's not set the scene too much.
So, we did not get the all-included. Well, there he is again. And they were singing about, you know, red wine was one of the songs that Bob Marley, they would blast out there from the beach, and you could sit out on your balcony and listen to that. And but I failed to get the all-inclusive at this thing. So we get down there, and I had gotten food poisoning on my wedding night. So I was feeling a little rough when we get down there. And I look at the prices for dinner, and I'm thinking, man. That's a lot. I mean, we were not exactly rolling in the dough at that point.
Right.
So, fortunately for me and Georgianne, right across the street from our hotel, there was a Shakey's Pizza Parlor.
Romantic.
Yeah. So, a lot of Shakey's Pizza on the honeymoon down there in Jamaica. Listening to Bob Marley just doesn't get
it. Where at in Jamaica were you?
Ocho Rios.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a great spot.
And the other place, what's the other side of it there called? Montego Bay.
Montego Bay, which is where you fly into, I think.
Right. Yeah,
Southwest flies there now as well.
We were in Ocho Rios, and we had one really nice dinner, splurged. And the woman that used to be on Trapper John MD, she played the nurse. She lived up on the hill there, had a great big house. Not a lot of wealth in Jamaica.
No.
And
you got to pay cash for your houses. They don't, you know, finance that. So if you don't have the cash flow for it, you don't get a house.
She had this monstrous house sitting up on a hill. I mean, I'm thinking, who owns that house? And they said, oh, that's so-and-so from Trapper John MD.
Have you ever heard of that show, Braxton?
No.
Well, I'll bet our listeners have, though.
I'm sure.
One of the nice things about our listeners, they've been around. And
I did my honeymoon in Greece.
My daughter did.
Yeah, we went to this place, the western side, which is about 5 hours from Athens. So it's not the touristy spots like, you know, Santorini or Mykonos. It's called Lefkada, which is, you know, Nidri is where we stayed. And we were talking about dinners. You know, we didn't do an all-inclusive. We just had like a couple Airbnbs. We kind of floated around.
Oh, wow.
So we met the woman that married us, and some of her aunts and uncles live there. They're all Greek. And so every night we had dinner with 8 people, and we would have dinner for 3-4 hours. We would have, you know, everyone would get appetizers. We'd share plates, you know, typical European style. Lots of wine, lots of, you know, everything else, desserts. And the most that our meals ever were was 140 euros, which is about $180, $190 for all 8 of us.
Wow.
So it was about 10-15 bucks a person. And you don't tip there. So it was about...
What do you mean you don't tip there?
Well, you know, in Europe, you don't tip. So...
Because
they earn a salary. As the only Americans, we were the only Americans there. There's a lot of Brits and a lot of Russians. We actually did tip. And so we would go back to this couple places. The best place there, speaking of the south side of Chicago, was owned by this guy named Tom. He's from the south side of Chicago and picked up and moved to Lefkada 15, 20 years ago and opened a beachside restaurant and has just lived there ever since.
And he's not Greek.
He's Greek. Yeah, his family, his parents are Greek, but, you know, I mean, he's...
Junior over there is half Greek.
Tikanis.
Fluent, I hear. Yeah. What's your favorite Greek food?
It's got to be spanakopita.
Oh, yeah.
Just the classic appetizer.
Yeah,
good. A little Greek music there. Very nice addition, PJ. He's producing over there. I love the PJ's producing the show. I
love that.
He's doing a fine job.
Even though I can't hear it. Yeah.
Did you had my pastizo when I made it the other day.
Yeah.
Be honest.
It was pretty good. Shockingly, but yeah, it was pretty good pastizo. Bit too much nutmeg, but other than that.
Oh, come on now. It's just a little pinch of the
nutmeg. Now we're getting the truth.
No.
The thing is, with the Greek food, what I love about, like, European-style Greek food is the sharing of plates, because I like to try everything.
Yeah.
You know, when you get to a menu, to a place that has a big menu, and you want, you know, that, this, and the other, it's nice to, like, when you're over there, everyone just kind of orders it, and you get to try a little bit of everything.
So you told me something the other day about what the kids do, and it had never dawned on me before, but you know what you're going to order before you get to the restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Do you do this, Sean?
No, but I have a lot of friends that do. Yeah. I like the authentic experience of sitting there.
It gives me anxiety. So, real quick story. I was with Michael Kelly on assignment, as we like to say, and he picked the restaurant, and I was like, okay, which restaurant are we going to? And he's like, I don't know the name. I just got it, blah, 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 the hotel front desk recommended it. I go, well, what's the name of it? I need to know. He's like, okay. So he finds out the name of it. And I was like, all right, looked at the menu. I knew exactly. It also is what I wanted to drink, whether I wanted to drink rosé or have a cocktail. You know, I like to base my meal off that. Uh-huh. And also my day drinking. So I looked at the menu. We're getting ready to get in the golf cart. The hotel provided a golf cart to the restaurant.
Oh, very nice.
So, and he was making fun of me. He goes, nobody looks up menus.
I don't look up.
So we're in the golf cart. The guy that's driving us is probably 23, 24. And he goes, Mike goes, hey, what's this type of food we're going to at this restaurant? And the guy looked back at him like Mike Kelly had four different heads and said, you didn't look up the menu before? And this was just as Mike was making fun of me. So it's a thing. Everyone looks up. I like to know exactly what I'm getting before I go.
See, I live in the moment, Braxton.
Well, yeah, I'm living in the moment just a couple hours before.
And don't you love it when they come to the table and they tell you what their special? They're
I always leave it open for the specials. Leave it open for the specials.
So they come in and they describe what might be the most fantastic food I've ever heard about in my life.
Well, which all changed my mind. I mean, I think we went to dinner the other night, and I think you had the special. Or you had the lamb chops, I believe.
I did have the lamb chops.
Which was a good choice.
It was an exceptional.
I mean, lamb chops are the best.
Choice.
I mean,
it was very good. Well, pretty much killed that, boys. Braxton Payne, John Hancock, and John Hancock with Matt Pajeski alongside producing the show in a wonderful, wonderful way. When we come back, the Winter Olympics are coming. Who cares? That's next on KMOX. All right. Now, one of us is excited about the Olympics. It's not me.
Oh, yeah.
Braxton?
I mean, the Olympics, I don't understand. I won't get in too far into this, but I don't understand how you can't love the Olympics. I mean, yeah, I think the Summer Olympics are a little bit better than the winter.
They happen too often. You know, back in the
too
day.
Too often?
Back in the day, it was every 4 years. You had 4 years. You had the Summer Olympics, and then you had the Winter Olympics. Or you had the Winter Olympics, and you had the Summer Olympics. It was every 4. Now they do it every 2 years. Who knows? It seems like there's an Olympics every year now.
Well, I mean, okay. So first off, they should do it every year. I mean, like, let's be honest. I love watching the World Championships, which are in the off years for certain sports. But, like, I mean, the Winter Olympics, the only bad part about the Winter Olympics is there's not enough sports, in my opinion. I mean, the summer has everything under the sun. And, you know, we only have about, I think there's about 17 to 20 sports in the Winter Olympics.
Figure skating.
Which is awesome.
None.
Oh, come on. That's fun.
Figure skating.
No, so curling. So
you can't even score in figure skating. You get out there.
Do you hate gymnastics too?
Not a fan.
Really?
Yeah, because you got people out there.
Can you not appreciate the pure athleticism of being able to carry somebody above your head while skating? I mean, that's just unreal to me.
Well, I mean, Craig Berube used to do it.
No, the best Olympic sport, though, for winter is for sure curling. I mean...
What?
Okay, let me explain why that curling... Number one, curling's amazing.
For those of you at home that don't follow curling, explain
so,
the
yes.
game to
so
us.
So curling is essentially uses a 13.1 stone. You know, it's an actual stone
it's a
round,
it's a giant hockey puck.
But we'll go with that. And then what you do is, you know, you... lightly, you know, scoot it, I guess is the best term.
You got your squeegee.
Down the ice. And, you know, in order to make it go faster, you have people that sweep to clear the ice.
With like a broom.
With essentially a broom.
So you got a squeegee, broom, and a big hockey puck.
It's shuffleboard on ice, but bigger version. Right. And the thing is with curling, is number one, it's the best winter sport because, now hear me out on this, the reason I think it's the best is because I could today decide I'm going to quit everything in life and start picking up curling, and in 4 years, I may be in the Olympics. I mean, these curling athletes are, you know, anywhere between 35 and a lot of them are in their 50s. I mean, it's like golf. You can play forever and you can play curl. You can, you know, have curling be your profession forever.
Now, are these people on ice skates when they're doing this?
So they have one. They're kind of like ice shoes. So there's one shoe that has traction and then one shoe that is essentially kind of like an ice skate.
Johnny, what do you know about curling?
Not too much. I just looked it up, though. The U.S. curling Twitter account has 32,000 followers, and I picked a random account to compare that to, which was Blooper, the Atlanta Braves mascot, who has almost 63,000, which not a ringing endorsement for curling.
Well, I mean, if you look up, I mean, I do have a couple curling bobbleheads in the office next time you're there. Yeah. Matt Hamilton is the best cooler. You get that mustache. They upset Canada 4 years ago. I mean, the thing is, the only bad part about the Winter Olympics is it's where they're being hosted in China is the time difference because, you know, you got to either wake up.
Lousy communist.
Well, of course. I mean, we're talking about just the sport,
regime.
Not the politics, just the sport. And, you know, you got to wake up at 6 a.m. to watch these curling matches, or they're not on until 11 p.m. because of the time change. And I like to watch them live, you know, because I follow them all on Twitter. I'm one of the followers, I'm sure, on that USA curling.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to have to watch a tape. Delayed curling match.
I mean,
sure.
But the thing is, it's like with the Olympics. I mean, these people train, like you said. You know, it's every 2 years for different, but it's 4 years. They train for 3 years to be a part of this.
They're pushing the thing, and I guess your pusher guy, you got to have a certain. You got to know how hard to push, right?
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's like you said. There's a lot of strategy that goes involved because.
And the sweeper guys, are they actually achieving any? I've watched it.
Yeah, so if you've ever, like, an actual curling arena, they have, it's almost like little rocks in the ice, so it's like kind of like, it's not just a smooth surface, so when you do that, it, you know, gets them down, which makes the curling stone go faster.
In the cement, there's a name for that when you got the little...
I don't do construction.
How many people are on a team?
So there's four and then an alternate. So there's, so you have your, they can alternate between their jobs, but there's four that are active and then an alternate.
How'd you like to be the guy that's not good enough to make the curling team? I mean, you know.
I mean, you get a free trip to go to the Olympics and stay in Olympic Village. I don't think that would be nice.
You know who's gotten into curling? Who? Former Rams quarterback Mark Bulger. Yes. I'm not making this up. He is a huge curling
watch him be in the next Olympics in 4 years. There you go. Exactly. Like, you can pick it up at any time. It's still very difficult.
Are you telling me that I could be in the Olympics curling?
I'm telling you. I think you're the perfect person to do it.
Speaking of Olympic Village, those curlers have to stand out like a sore thumb compared to the rest of them.
You got, like, the ice skaters that are just absolutely ripped and, like, you know, have been, you know, they're most of these figure skaters are, you know, 16, 17 years old, and you got these 50-year-old guys.
Can you be a portly curler?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Matt Hamilton is probably our best curler, and he's, you know, he's got a beer belly on him. That's for sure. Oh, yeah.
Shout out Matt Hamilton.
I mean, they're all
starting to like this sport a little
bit. Oh, yeah. I mean, the first time I did curling, I was in Duluth, Minnesota.
Yeah.
We were staying at a hotel that was connected to the University of Minnesota Duluth's hockey arena.
Yeah.
In which they also have a curling little facility there. And so I went down and said, hey, can I try? I think it was like 1918 at the time. And I got to do it and fell in love with it then. And
changed your life forever.
I mean, it's fun.
Play that. There's
a curling club here in St. Louis, right in Creve Coeur.
Let's rethink this a little bit. I may be rethinking this. Oh, there they are. The gold medal winners for curling.
Can you imagine just going up on that podium, John?
2022, it's the United States team led by Chief Chucker, portly John Hancock.
Chucker.
It's making his first Olympic appearance here at Beijing. He stands with the team there. There's Curly and Larry and Mo, the sweepers. It's quite an accomplishment. The first time in the history of America.
You're telling me that Georgian doesn't...
The American team has won the curling gold medal here at Beijing. 2022.
I mean, you're telling me Georgianne won't like watch the primetime figure skating
when it's on the television? Yeah, she loves all of that stuff.
Do you watch any of it, Junior?
I'll watch it if it's on. Don't really go out of my way. I will for hockey in the Winter Olympics, but that's
That's the thing is with hockey this year, there'll be no NHL players. So
yeah, it'll be like the good old days.
Yeah, back it'll when be we interesting.
The Miracle on Ice.
Yeah, it should be like I think that'll be kind of
was
interesting
that before
to
your
see.
Time, the Miracle on Ice.
10 years before I was born. Yeah, I was born in 1990.
I remember the movie with Kurt
Russell.
Oh,
the movie's great. I mean, we watch it on volleyball trips on the bus. Yeah, for sure.
Remembers the movie.
I mean, who played that character?
Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell. What an actor.
Great scene where he just goes again, blows the whistle. They're doing the laps. Then I play for the United States of America.
Oh yeah, I mean. That has to be, actually, I think of sports movies goes, I think that's probably top three.
Top three. I'd put Air Bud up there.
Which one? Because didn't they make a couple of them?
Oh, yeah, they got all kinds of them, but yeah. You got to stick with the original basketball, the most believable. Once he got up there with the bat.
And
you know,
then
you had
the soccer one. Yeah, I think there was a soccer one.
How can you be a finer sports movie than Naked Gun 33 and a third? When Leslie Nielsen, perhaps the funniest comedian in the history of American comedy, takes to the field as the umpire. He was the opera singer. He was impersonating what was the opera singer's name? I can't remember. And he goes out and he sings the anthem because he's trying to protect the Queen of England, who's about to get assassinated by Reggie Jackson, who has been hypnotized and is playing right field, and he's got a gun in right field. And Leslie Nielsen, who comes out as Ernesto whatever, the anthem singer, and then knocks out the umpire, steals his uniform, and ends up behind the plate calling balls and strikes in what may be one of the great comedic performances in all of American cinema. Have you seen that movie?
I've never even heard of it.
I've heard of it. I haven't seen it, but I got to be honest, hearing the plot makes me want the movies back then instead of just the 50th Avengers movie coming out.
I mean, I think I want to go to the Family Video and rent a VHS.
Got,
I mean, I think that's what I want to do.
Priscilla Presley's in that. You've seen that movie. PJ
Priscilla
loves
Presley.
This is an old soul. PJ.
Well, he's working in radio, so yeah, I think definitely an old soul.
He's into Yes, and he likes Rush, and he's...
I like Rush. I like Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I love...
You like Yes?
Yeah, I think you know that. I've seen all good
people.
This
is a father-son bonding moment right here. I've been to,
I'm gonna miss him.
Believe it or not, 27 Poison concerts slash Bret Michaels concerts.
I'll tell you who I've gotten into. Who? You're going to be impressed with this. Train.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's like my people's 90s band. Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, growing up. It's Goo Goo Dolls.
It's one song because it's his favorite snooker player's walk-up.
Oh, Jesus.
Ronnie O'Sullivan comes out there to drops a Jupiter.
Yes, drops a
Jupiter.
So
speaking of obscure sports, you can make fun of my curling, but you watch these people, you know, hit balls around on an oversized table.
Fascinating.
I mean, come on. I mean, curling, at least, you know, there's some athleticism.
Back me up, Junior. The drama of snooker matches. Incredible.
It is not as bad as you'd think to watch, but he also is up here hating on soccer, but he's watching soccer.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's true. Well, we've had that conversation about soccer before,
soccer's
too.
Soccer's fine, yeah, but you know the answer to the question. What's the score of the soccer game?
0-0.
Exactly. it's always the case.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm not a huge fan. Well, boys, we've gotten through 1 hour here on the Voice of St. Louis. We're missing Michael Kelly, who may or may not be conscious right now down in Florida. But he'll be back with us next Friday morning here on the Voice of St. Louis. And he'll join me again on Sunday morning on Fox 2 for the Hancock and Kelly, the television show. And we work cheap, folks, and that's why we keep popping up everywhere. We got one more hour to go on Hancock and Kelly late night here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.